Hello and welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm Mariam Habdu. Before the revolution, Iran was ruled by Shah Reza Pahlavi. Power was clustered among those in close networks of the Shah's relations and his friends. During the 1970s, the gap between Iran's riches and their poor grew. Distrust of Shah's economic policy and resentment of his autocratic style fueled dissent against his regime. Opposition voices rallied around Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, promising social and economic reform, and Ayatollah prescribed a return to traditional religious values, which struck a chord with many Iranians. As the 1970s grew and drew to a close, a series of large-scale anti-Shah protests swept Iran. Instability, including a wave of general strikes, continued throughout the year, crippling the country's economy. The Shah left Iran for exile on January 16, 1979, as the last Persian monarch. Iran voted by national referendum to become an Islamic republic on April 1,
1979. In the name of God, I'm Tarana Miladi, the executive secretary of I Also Can Festival. This is the first cultural festival to promote disabled people at schools all across the nation. The event is aimed at helping children understand the difference and get a closer picture of different types of disabilities and ways to make appropriate communications with disabled people. The main message of this festival is the necessity to make children and young adults as the assets for the next generations, familiar with all differences between human beings, including physical disabilities, and to educate them on how to consider disabled people as equal people, respect their rights, and believe in their abilities instead of their disabilities. Based on this project, we have distributed a book in all elementary schools in Tehran. This book is about the life of a girl who has developed a healthy relationship with other children despite being handicapped and has introduced the world of the disabled to other children to make others familiar with different physical, movement, and sensory disabilities and prepare the grounds so children with disabilities can continue their education in ordinary schools and experience friendship with non-disabled people.
My name is Munir Safieldin. I'm the UNICEF representative in Iran. UNICEF is very happy to join Pavar NGO this morning in reviewing the success they have made in promoting right understanding and perception about children with disabilities. Our focus today is on this book, which I think it carries the title I Can Too. And I would like to thank Pavar NGO for publishing this book, distributing it widely among school children in Iran, and trying to educate children in Iran about the rights of other children who have disabilities. The focus is correcting perceptions and understanding, taking our focus away from looking at the disabilities of children and focusing and looking and trying to discover the disabilities these children have. By this approach, we hope to have a generation free of discrimination and misperceptions of people with disabilities. I would again like to thank PAVAR NGO for taking the lead, for their wonderful initiative, and assure them of UNICEF support.
This week we would like to introduce an Islamic site to you, so stay tuned.
Islamic Revolution Document Center, IRDC, was founded on 1981 as a non-governmental research institute focusing on the history of the Iranian Islamic Revolution. The aim behind its creation has been to collect documents related to Imam Khomeini's movement and Islamic revolution of the Iranian people, as well as to review the circumstances of the world of Islam in order to implement documented historical researches. Along these lines, it has been tried to collect documents related to the history of the Islamic revolution and the world of Islam. Long-term policy making of the center have aimed editing and writing the history of the Islamic Revolution, the issues of the world of Islam, and the international system. Along these lines, many attempts are taking place to provide the researchers with a wholly scientific atmosphere to study, take advantage of the archives of the aforementioned documents and the Library of Institute for Iranian Contemporary Historical Studies, with a stock of nearly 40,000 volumes of books, as well as the archives of all newspapers and magazines published in Iran regarding the contemporary history and politics since the introduction of journalism in Iran. The center has also some deputies, inclusive of the Deputy of Self-Sufficiency, Deputy of Information, Deputy of Publications, Deputy of Research, and Deputy of Oral History.
Islamic Revolution Document Center was founded in 1981 as a non-governmental research institute focusing on the history of Iranian Islamic Revolution. The current format and task center is the souvenir of Imam Khomeini. In 1988, Imam Khomeini wrote a letter to the then head of the center, Sayyid Hamid Rouhani. And after appreciating his and his team's efforts, he expressed his dissatisfaction with publication of fictitious narrations about the revolution by pro-Western and pro-Eastern agents. So he called for recording the true documented history of the revolution and demanded strenuous attempts of officials collecting all documents related to the revolution, including any writing, audio, and pictures. Accordingly, the IRDC has thereafter turned into a place for collecting and preserving all documents related to Iranian Islamic Revolution. In other words, the aim behind its creation has mainly been to collect documents related to Imam Khomeini's movement an Islamic revolution of Iranian people in order to help documented historical researchers. Along this line, and thanks to attempts taking place during these three decades, the IRDC enjoys a very rich archive of documents relevant to the Islamic revolution. To illustrate a part of capacities provided by the center, let me bring some statistics about the documents available at the center. The center has now nearly 1,700,000 sheets of written documents, 60,000 pieces of pictures, 200,000 pieces of negative and more than 38,000 hours of audio and video files, which, as you notice, is a considerable stack of information. Long-term policymaking of the center have aimed at editing and writing the history of the Islamic Revolution, the issues of the world of Islam, and the international system. Along these lines, many attempts is taking place to provide the researchers with a wholly scientific atmosphere to study, taking advantage of the archives of the aforementioned document and the Library of Institute for Iranian Contemporary Historical Studies, with a stack of nearly 40,000 volume books, as well as the archives of all newspapers and magazines published in Iran in the field of contemporary history and politics since introduction of journalism in Iran. And the website was initially launched in Persian only, but during recent years and upon the request of non-Persian language users, English and Arabic services were added to it to make our document easily accessible to whoever wants true knowledge of contemporary history of the country. Our website, www.irdc.ir, has different segments everyone can benefit from, proportionate to his or her interest. Besides such routine segments as news, articles, and interviews, which are common in most websites, we provide in our website some interesting services which may attract a visitor. One of the sections is Revolution Calendar, both in Persian and English. The Revolution Calendar covers significant events of the contemporary history of Iran in detail, since the age of Nasser al-Din Shah, and especially focuses on the events leading step by step to victory of the Islamic Revolution, which I think will be interesting to our visitors. The other considerable and notable segment is multimedia. Given to mission of the center, which has been devolved on it by Imam Khomeini himself, I think without exaggeration, the center and its website provide researchers and other users with the rarest and at the same time most authentic documents, photos, and videos files they need. There are some other segments at our website. Another section introduces the latest works published by the center publication.
Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, as the firm follower of Imam Khomeini, has always spoken of the power and glory of the Imam and describes his management as follows. He was the full exemplar of a Muslim and an Islamic leader. The Imam granted dignity to Islam and hoisted the banner of the Holy Quran in the world. In the era that all powerful political hands were trying to isolate religion, spirituality, and moral values, Imam Khomeini created a system based on religion, spirituality, and moral values, and founded an Islamic government and policy. Imam Khomeini administered and safeguarded the Islamic Republic for 10 years and brought it to a certain point.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Allah, 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 All اسیان خون و مرگ و اسیان.
بنگر که همه فریاد، بنگر که همه طوفان، بنگر که همه طوفان.
ایران 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 ایران، بنگر که همه فریاد، بنگر که همه طوفان، بنگر که همه فریاد، بنگر که همه طوفان.
At the time when humanity had submerged in materialism and had forgotten God and the hereafter, a brave and God-seeking nation under the leadership of a great far-sighted man rose to help the religion of God to enlighten the world with truth. The Islamic Revolution of Iran proved the efficiency of religion and offered modern, intangible, and practical experience of administering human life on the basis of justice and spirituality. Religion has been revived, the spiritual beauties have been taken into consideration in everyday life, and the world has tended towards the power of religion and spiritual attractions to beautify its social relations. All these have started with Imam Khomeini's call and his religious revolution. Welcome back. Now let's go see this report together.
I'm Khadija Rajabi. I started the Iranian painting in 1989. I do my paintings in the Herat style, and I like this style of painting a lot. The Herat school of painting is one of the Iranian styles which was founded in the Timurid era when Shahrukh was at the helm in Herat. Master Kamaluddin Behzad is one of the most prominent painters of the Herat school. My works follow a certain style, and they are similar of paintings. I've always tried to keep a distance from copying, and I've only copied one of the works by Master Farshchian. When we talk about old style of painting, we usually think of the art of painting, of course, Iranian painting. In fact, the most famous and valuable samples of pictorial art in Iran could be traced in the manuscripts. The Iranian painting, which is mistakenly called miniature, include works pertaining to different periods of the Islamic history in Iran, which are mostly carried out as depictions on literary books such as Kelile and Demne, scientific, technical, and historical books, as well as some religious books such as Khavaran Name. About the first time I got interested in the Iranian painting, I have to say, once I had gone to a museum with my friends and saw Miss Faiz Abadi's paintings from Isfahan there. She had followed Master Farshchian's style, the famous work of the Evening of Ashura. Since then, I've practiced drawing. For quite some while, I practiced myself without attending any classes. I regularly visited museums and galleries to see works of art and would practice them after returning home. Once, Mr. Kuchebaghi was there. He's an artist and a painter. When I showed him my paintings, he saw the great progress I had made in the very short period. He advised me to pursue this art professionally and try to render better works. I took his advice seriously and decided to continue the Iranian painting professionally. Now I'm really, really happy to have gained some success in this art because I can make some works of art and introduce them to others.
We've reached that part of the program where we read emails from our dear viewers, which is personally one of my favorite parts of the program. Our first email of the day is from Isaac, who emailed saying that in the previous emails from, I think he's talking about last week, someone asked for the topic of death. I was thinking that it is too complicated, but it would be interesting if you made a program about how to deal with death, especially in Islam. I actually think that's a very interesting topic because people deal with death very differently in different parts of the world. It's especially really nice to see how it is from an Islamic perspective, so that's a great idea. We'll look into that. Our second email is from Siamash, who emailed saying, "Hello to the Horizon magazine team. I was wondering if you can cover the topic of young Muslims living in the West." I believe we've received this email previously before, so I can see that there's a lot of demand for it. We'll definitely look into that. I know it'd be a very interesting topic since I was one of the Muslims living in the West myself until recently. Our third email is from Shada, whom he emailed saying, "Thanks for the program about wastefulness. I'm glad you enjoyed it." And our last email is from Dorsa, who emailed saying, "Hi, the topic about Israf was great. I just think it could be a lot more detailed. So if you can make different shows on different things we waste in life, it could be a lot more detailed and even more interesting." I agree, it was pretty hard to condense it into our program because wastefulness is just such a huge topic. But we'll definitely look into that if we can. We'll try to expand it and give a more detailed program about different aspects of wastefulness. So thank you so much for emailing us. We really appreciated it, and please continue to send us emails. We're just constantly trying to use these emails to better our program, and we look forward to it. It's just nice to know that we have these viewers and they have all these opinions about the show. Without you, we would not be here. So once again, thank you, and continue to send us emails. Welcome back. If you guys would like any further information about our program regarding its timing, or if you missed a program, you want to watch it online or even live, you can visit our website at english.sahartv.ir. There you can find all the information regarding our program and other programs of Sahar TV that are in English, etc. So don't hesitate and visit the website.
Sunday on Pure Home, Sahar Haqju and the expert of the show, Professor Saheb Mustaqim Blair, an Islamic scholar, talked about Quranic family. It is an undisputable fact that the Holy Quran guides us in every aspect of our lives. Since the family is the core and pillar of society, there is no doubt that the Quran puts much emphasis on it. They also talked about the relationship with relatives and kin according to Islam, and pure and healthy relationship distance us from Satan and closer to God. In the part from here and there, Farhad Vafoju had picked an interesting article about good cholesterol. Good cholesterol through abnormal performance can have very bad effects on body and increase the risk of heart attacks. Monday, on Spectrum Iran, Hamid Sharafi talked about Iran's space exploration and the country's scientific success in the field. The Islamic Revolution has inspired technological development and modernity, as well as self-sufficiency in the face of all the threats and sanctions imposed on the country. There are numerous examples to provide a quick survey of the road of rapid development and success Iran has undertaken. The country has made great strides in science and technology in the key fields of medicine, aerospace, nuclear science, nano, stem cell, and many others. Our host had the pleasure of being joined by Dr. Mohammad Ebrahimi, Director of Iran's Astronautics Research Institute. Wednesday on Center Stage, Bahodur Bijani and the experts of the show, Hamid Golpira, an established journalist, discussed about Egypt's bloody anniversary. On January 25, 2011, Egypt became the second Arab country after Tunisia to revolt against its government in a wave of uprisings that struck the world. However, the country's first democratically elected president was ousted on July the 3rd, 2013, and things haven't calmed down ever since. Egyptians remarked 2011 uprising, which overthrew Hosni Mubarak, but these bloody rallies left many people dead and injured.
Well, we hope that you've enjoyed the program. Till next week, take care and God bless.